From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As world leaders gather in Washington to discuss ways to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists, Ukraine has announced plans to get rid of its highly enriched uranium supplies. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Ukraine currently has enough highly enriched uranium to build several nuclear bombs. The country's president says Ukraine will remove all that material by 2012, including a substantial portion this year. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs applauded the announcement, saying it's the kind of commitment the U.S. hopes to hear more of during this week's nuclear security summit. Gibbs says the U.S. will assist Ukraine and is willing to provide safe storage for the country's uranium if necessary.
Our goal is to make sure that's secure. If the most secure place is to have that here, then that's certainly our goal.
A draft communique prepared for this week's summit calls for locking down all highly enriched uranium and plutonium throughout the world within 4 years. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Prosecutors have arrested a fourth suspect in connection with an alleged New York City subway bombing plot. The latest arrest reportedly involves an individual in Pakistan who's believed to be an important development in taking the alleged plot back to its roots. Denver Airport van driver Najah Boulazizi has already pleaded guilty to charges of seeking to carry out an attack on the New York City subway system and is cooperating with authorities. Crews are back inside the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia, where an explosion last week killed 29 miners. Erica Peterson of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
High levels of poisonous gases in the mine have made the retrieval of bodies a long, arduous process. Crews were forced from the mine yesterday because of high methane readings, but they re-entered during the night. Efforts were made all of last week to drill boreholes to ventilate some of the methane, but the gas is still a problem. Now, rather than drilling more holes, the crews are using fans to reroute the mine's ventilation system. 20 of the miners' bodies have been recovered so far. The remaining 9 bodies are located in the Headgate 22 section, which has been the gassiest area of the mine. Federal inspectors are already gathering at the mine, but they can't start their investigation into what caused the explosion until all the bodies are removed. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
The proposal that would call for the extension of a financial lifeline to Greece was well received by the financial markets today, helping to push the Dow up past the psychologically important 11,000 mark. News of a couple of big Wall Street deals also boosted investor sentiment. David Weiss is an economist at Standard & Poor's.
Well, it's a nice round number. Other than that, I'm not sure it's too important. It's not particularly a key resistance point, but on the other hand, even numbers are often psychologically important. Once you get above them, you tend to get a bit more of a rally going.
It was the best showing by blue chip stocks in September of 2008. The Dow was up 8 points today, ending the session at 11,005. The Nasdaq gained 3.8 points today. This is NPR. At least 4 people are known to have died after international troops opened fire on a bus carrying Afghan civilians today in the southern city of Kandahar. The shooting incident prompted anti-American demonstrations in a city where the U.S. and its partners have been working to build public support ahead of a planned assault against the Taliban. NATO and Afghan authorities are not yet saying which international forces were involved in the incident. The bus had reportedly just left the Kandahar terminal when it pulled over to let a U.S. convoy pass. Long after the memory of an emotional experience is gone, the mood of the experience remains. That's according to a new study that has implications for people with Alzheimer's. More on that story from NPR's Deborah Franklin.
A psychologist at the University of Iowa showed people who've had damage to their short-term memory a series of movie clips from tearjerker films like Forrest Gump and Steel Magnolias. Though some were so touched that they wept during the movie sessions, they had no recollection of the films a few minutes later. Still, their sadness persisted. There is an upside. When these same people were shown a series of funny or uplifting clips, their good mood stuck with them too. The researcher says that the findings should encourage friends and family members of people with Alzheimer's disease. Even short, friendly visits can offer a lasting boost in mood. The study was published in this week's Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.
Late-night talk show host Conan O'Brien, after a somewhat unceremonious ouster as host of NBC's Tonight Show in January, is heading to TBS to host a new late-night show. Network announced today the new show will air Monday through Thursday, pushing the program Lopez Tonight, starring actor-comedian George Lopez, to midnight. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.